As the calendar flips over to September and more seasonal fall temperatures are in the forecast, it is time to start planting wheat. As planting kicks off, producers and researchers alike are cautiously optimistic about next year's harvest potential. Winter wheat planting in Kansas was at 4% complete for the week ending September 10th, 2023, according to the official statistics provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in its weekly crop progress report. That pace is near 3% for last year and the five-year average. "We were well behind last year," said Brian Lennon, Kansas Wheat Commissioner who farms near Goodland. "Planting season was way behind and then everything came up. Harvest was really late, so we were starting harvest around the time we would have normally finished." Lennon started planting wheat on Tuesday in northwest Kansas. His ground received just a few hundredths to a short quarter inch of rain over the past week, but he reported even where the ground is dry on top, there is moisture further down. Moisture, received or expected, impacts where and when producers will start to plant wheat, with some waiting for that September shower and others waiting to dust it in if there is the potential for rain in the forecast. Having that moisture available to get the wheat stand established is critical to the success of next year's harvest, according to Brian Olson, head of K-State's Western Kansas Research Extension Centers. Olson pointed to research being conducted by K-State at Tribune, Garden City, and Hayes on the benefits and trade-offs of occasional tillage, about one pass every 3 or 4 years to try and control problematic weeds. Lennon noted his operation has had to make many adjustments during the past 3 years of drought, explaining they mixed up their management practices to include light tillage, chemical applications, and other practices to address different concerns in different fields. He also has been growing organic wheat, meaning he must think even more creatively about addressing those concerns. In turn, however, those solutions bring management ideas back to the conventional side of his farm. "Managing wheat fields for weeds and disease benefits not only next year's yields, but also other crops in rotation. Wheat is a foundation for farmers to plant their summer crops into," Olson said. "I'm a firm believer that wheat is the basis, and when there's good wheat residue out there, we have a good chance of raising the summer crop that next year." That rings true for Lennon's operation in northwest Kansas, who also noted wheat's value in the overall crop rotation. Overall, as Lennon and fellow Kansas wheat producers fire up their tractors to plant wheat, he is excited and optimistic about the upcoming growing season. "I just hope everybody has good conditions and gets a good stand and a good start to this year's crop," Lennon said. "Wheat is a good crop for us, and it really fits our rotation and our program well, and I wish the best of luck to everybody else." For the latest in K-State's planting recommendations during the current year's conditions, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. Producers can also access the latest resources for variety selection and performance data information from K-State at ksweet.com/wheatrx. With Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.